Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Ron Lee, who's the executive director with the Resource Flooring Network, a commercial flooring contractor network. Ron, how you doing?
I'm doing fine this morning. Thank you, Kemp, for a lovely day in Georgia.
Yeah, it's good to be here. Last year, we were in San Francisco, and this year, we're down in Stone Mountain, Georgia, with your annual meeting. And let's start out talking real quick about the membership, health of the membership, how they doing.
Actually, we came off a really, really good year. When we spoke to you last, we talked about being up substantially over what we thought we would be. And talking to the members yesterday afternoon and evening, everybody seems to be in good spirits, and the year seems to be starting out pretty nicely.
Okay. And as far as the number of members, you've been staying constant there, or have you been increasing?
We've actually increased quite nicely. We introduced four new members at the opening session yesterday, Kemp, and three new supplier partners. Mm-hmm. So it was a growth year for us.
Mm-hmm. Actually, we did talk a couple of months ago when it was announced that Mohawk had joined you guys as one of your anchor carpet suppliers.
Yeah, that's correct. And this is the first time that our membership has had a chance to meet face-to-face and with the senior people. Now, they have been around to some locations, but it was a very, very good introduction, and everybody has high spirits about that addition. We're proud of that.
All right. You did a little talk yesterday about what your thinking was for how 2012 was going to be. Give us a couple highlights from that, if you would.
You know, everything I can see, we're on a steady increase. We believe that over the next 2.5 to 3 years, we'll have without getting derailed by oil or other, things out of our control, the business is going to come back, and it has come back to a great degree. What we really want our members to look at is to take full advantage of that opportunity by investing in their, technology and people and really kind of resetting their goals here for the next 3 to 5 years. So that's what this meeting is focused on, talking about some positive ways to take advantage of the opportunities.
And you're kind of charging them for some challenges or some things to do to be able to be successful in the future. Talk a little bit about that, if you would.
It's really about, the people part of this, and we had really said that, people are everything in this business, and it's the people to people, regardless of all the technology. But, you really have to have the best out there heading in the same direction as the organization. So we're giving them the tools to do that. We've got some training that we've invested in. We're going to leverage some of the training that our good supplier partners have to use. We have some technology that we're launching here with our Job Runner system and some other ways to capture the business opportunities through the CRM piece, the front end piece, the management piece, and all that. So, and mostly learning from each other. Mm-hmm. That's really, again, the value of these conferences is to learn from each other.
Yeah, thanks. The networking, I'm sure, is a key reason people come to these. And also, you have the opportunity to spend time with the key vendors. Let me ask you this. You had Mike Moore yesterday. He was reiterating what you're talking about, stressing the importance of people. And today you have a session with Deloitte. Give us a couple more of the highlights of this meeting.
Again, the perennial moisture session, yesterday we spent a fair amount of time in our industry panel speaking about some industry issues, and moisture continues to be a big part. So we've got some partners here that have solutions for that, and it's one of our risks that we take in the industry that we're in. So every time we are able to benefit from the experience of these people, that's an important piece. The other part is our distribution business. We're growing that. It's an online business that we have for our members, and we'll be talking about that in great detail and depth and getting input from the products that they can benefit from. And then lastly, just the reality that we have tremendous resources available to us through our suppliers. These suppliers are, I think, the best in the industry. They're stable for us now. We believe we've got a group that we can grow with over the next unforeseeable future, and just to really spend that time with them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, let me tell you, I've saved probably the biggest news for last. Yesterday, there was an agenda item on here that was kind of a surprise for the future, and everybody was wondering what it was, and you've now announced that you're changing your name. You were the Resource Flooring Network, and from now on, you'll be called Fuse Alliance. Talk about that decision.
That's been a 3-year secret. When we took the network private in 2005. We had a decision to make. The resource name had been around over 10 years at that time, associated with the ownership of Interface, and there was great equity in the name. And even during that tenure with Interface, there were two or three different little nuances to the name change. So the board made the decision that it was a name that was established, and frankly, we didn't have the resources at that point in time to change, although it probably would have been the best thing to do then. At about halfway marked in this 6 years, we attempted to do this again, looked at it, and said, is this the time to do it? And again, looking at the other more important items we had on our agenda, we decided to table it. About a year and a half ago, I approached it again, saying that I really do believe that we are not the same organization that we were and what we bought, and it was time to start moving into matching our identity to our actions. And so it's been about a year and a half project to do this, Kemp, and it's been a good secret, frankly. It's Chris Keller, who has led this change, did a nice job putting this together under pretty stealth conditions. So it was fun. Yeah. It was really, really fun.
She did a good job when she rolled it out yesterday. I guess there's three definitions, if you will, for fuse. There's obviously fuse is in the insulator for a circuit. There's fuse is in to bond together. And there's fuse is in the item that lights dynamite. So she had some good metaphors to go with all three of the things as you look at your future, right?
That's correct. And what we really settled on, if you look at the back of my new business cards this morning and my new email, it's our tagline is Igniting Business. And we really believe that really is more in alignment to what we do. Our job is to grow the businesses of our members with our suppliers.
Great, Ron. Good to spend time with you again. We've been talking to Ron Lee, who's executive director with Fuse Alliance, Igniting Business. And you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.